seeing as how you're paying tribute basically to a lot of your inspirations, a lot of people consider you an inspiration. What band would you like to see do a cover of a Def Leppard song?
There's a bunch of bands that I think would do something kind of cool. I mean, obviously I'd love to see Prince do a song, but I'd love to see Linkin Park do one.
Wow.
And, you know, and I think Pour Some Sugar On Me, because it's kind of a rap song. Mm-hmm. I'd like a really cool hip-hop rap artist to do that. It'd be really good.
That would be great. Would you ever think about maybe doing a guest, like a teaming up with a new artist to re-record one of your songs?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Why not?
Was it always your dream to be a musician?
A soccer player. I think that's in England. You know, actually, England everywhere. You know, you want to be a sports star. And, you know, these days, you know, people go, I want to be an actor, you know, mm-hmm. I want to direct or whatever. But, yeah, it's always something like that, something that appears kind of glamorous or just a lot of fun. And, you know, I was like 14, I went to my first show, and I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. I saw Deep Purple.
Wow.
I was like 14, and it was like, Mom, Dad, get me a guitar, please, please, please.
And were they supportive of that?
They were. It took them 2 years, though. I mean, I actually didn't start playing until I was 16, which is really late.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they come along, and they really helped. They were so supportive. It was great.
Well, what was your impression of the band with Def Leppard when you joined them in 1982? I mean, it was right before or during the recording of Pyromania. And,
yeah.
I mean, you just took off like crazy. That must have been an amazing experience.
It really was. And not just for me, for everyone. You know, it was that experience when you kind of, when you make it, so to speak, you know, it's really, you know, ultra exciting. It's like you can't describe it. So, you know, we went from an opening act and playing clubs and half empty theaters to, you know, packing out arenas. And it was, you know, it's what you dream of, actually beyond what you dream of. It was like, I don't know, surreal.
I've heard the story of you opening for, I believe it was Judas Priest, and I think Rob Halford was the one who said, why are these guys opening for us? We should be opening for them.
Oh, that's nice of me. Very cool.